USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, the president is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down Governor Tony Evers' mask mandate on Wednesday, saying that he overstepped his authority when he issued an extension of the order after the state legislature had voted to repeal the original one. Wisconsin joins a number of other states who have pulled back on their public health efforts against COVID-19 in recent weeks, something Dr. Anthony Fauci says will delay our recovery from the virus. The White House's chief medical advisor tells CNN that with accelerating vaccination rates, we just need to hold on a little bit longer to achieve the needed protection against the virus.
Every day that goes by, we get closer and closer to a greater degree of protection. So now is just not the time to pull back and declare premature victory. It's just not the time. Hang in there a bit longer. We're going to get through this. As more people get vaccinated, there's going to be a greater umbrella of protection over society. That's why we're saying over and over again, just hang on, continue to do the public health measures, and then we could pull back later when we get a greater degree of protection from the vaccines.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. But critics say there are provisions in the bill that have nothing to do with infrastructure and don't justify the bill's price tag. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says the president may use this bill to get other measures through that would otherwise face stiff resistance. The New York Republican tells Newsmax TV that the need for infrastructure improvement comes from years of local and state governments squandering tax money meant to pay for things like roads and bridges.
But then, of course, there are a lot of other things that we're trying to get more details on. You know, it seems that they are trying to perhaps pass a transportation infrastructure bill and using that as a guise to sort of pass a climate change bill, perhaps a Green New Deal bill. And I believe, look, improving our aging infrastructure is something that needs to be done. It should have always been done over the last several decades to keep up with population growth, with economic growth, with modernization, technology, all of that. But the thing is that's what the taxpayers' money should actually be going toward. Instead, we see that government, particularly governments like our local city and state government, have spent money on all sorts of other things, created unnecessary programs, have just wasted and squandered the people's money, and now we're desperate for infrastructure investment and an injection from the federal government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.